Hello friends, welcome to our Learn Science and Chemistry podcast by chemistrynotesinfo.com. Dear friends, in today's podcast, we are going to discuss about vitamin B12 and its chemistry, health impact, sources, deficiency and structure of vitamin B12 and many other important aspects related to vitamin B12. So let's start. Friends, vitamin B12 is also known as cobalamin. Vitamin B12 is a water-soluble vitamin that plays a crucial role in various bodily functions. It is essential for the production of red blood cells. So, deficiency of vitamin B12 can lead to a type of anemia called Purkinje's anemia, in which number of red blood cells get decreased in count as compared to normal count. Vitamin B12 is also important for maintaining the health of nerve cells, as it is involved in the synthesis of myelin. Myelin is a fatty substance that insulates and protects nerve fibers. Vitamin B12 is also necessary for the synthesis of DNA, which is crucial for cell division and overall growth and development. B12 vitamin helps your body metabolism for extracting energy from food you consume. Vitamin B12 also helps enzymes. Those are involved in breaking down of fats and carbohydrates. Hence, vitamin B12 have big impact on your health. So friends, now we discuss about some chemistry of vitamin B12. So friends, vitamin B12 is unique among the B vitamins because it is generally not found in plant-based foods. It is primarily obtained from animal sources, including meat, fish, dairy products, and eggs. Generally, it is observed that vegetarians and vegans are at risk of vitamin B12 deficiency if they do not consume fortified foods or take vitamin B12 supplements. The recommended daily intake of vitamin B12 for adults is typically around 2.4 micrograms. However, this is not fixed and can vary based on age, gender, and specific dietary needs. Vitamin B12 deficiency can lead to various health problems, including fatigue, anemia, headache, neurological issues, and if left untreated, more severe complications can happen. Supplements are often used to treat or prevent the vitamin B12 deficiency, especially in the individuals which are at high risk. If you suspect a deficiency or have dietary restrictions that may limit your vitamin B12 intake, it's very important to consult with a certified healthcare professionals for guidance. Vitamin B12 is also known as cyanocobalamin, while methylcobalamin is generally used to treat the deficiency of vitamin B12 in human body through medicines or dietary supplements. Dear friends, you can visit our website www.chemistrynotesinfo.com to get the structure of cyanocobalamin and methylcobalamin. However, I can explain you its molecular formula. So molecular formula of cyanocobalamin is C63H88CONO14P, and its average mass is 1355.365 dalton, and its monoisotopic mass is 1354.567383 dalton. Dear friend, molecular formula of methylcobalamin is C63H91CON13 O14P and its average mass is 1344.382 Dalton and its monoisotopic mass is 1343.587769 Dalton. Dear friends, now question is how to treat the deficiency of vitamin B12. So friends, there are many ways by which you can treat the deficiency of vitamin B12. However, first of all, you have to answer the question that you feel any symptoms of vitamin B12 deficiency like weakness, tiredness, headache, shortness of breath, pale skin, constipation, diarrhea, loss of appetite, nerve problems, muscle pain, problems in walking, vision loss, etc. If you feel these symptoms, then consult a doctor. You can also visit a certified lab to test the levels of vitamin B12 in your blood. If test results show level of vitamin B12 is very low, then it is very necessary to consult a doctor. But if it is in the lower range, then you can consume foods which contain vitamin B12, fortified foods, vitamin B12 supplements, etc. Doctors can suggest you some medicines containing vitamin B12 and its equivalent to treat deficiency. These medicines may include vitamin B12 tablets, B12 pills, injection of methylcobalamin, vitamin B12 capsules, vitamin B12 supplements, etc. Personally, when I suffer from vitamin B12 deficiency, that time I consume mycobalamin tablets. These tablets help me to recover from vitamin B12 deficiency. However, you do not consume these tablets without consulting your certified doctor. Dear friends, now question is the use of methylcobalamin generally found in tablets. So friends, methylcobalamin is used in the treatment of vitamin B12 deficiency. Methylcobalamin is also known as mycobalamin. The active pharmaceutical ingredient API of methylcobalamin is used in pharmaceutical companies to manufacture tablets, capsules, injections for the treatment of vitamin B12 deficiency. Now, question is vitamin B12 present in eggs? Yes, eggs contain very less amount of vitamin B12. If you consume 2 eggs weighing about 100 gram, then you will get approximately 1.1 microgram of vitamin B12. So we can say that you cannot treat vitamin B12 deficiency by consuming eggs. Intake of eggs with other foods help you to maintain vitamin B12 in your body. Now question is, what are the other foods? So these are the foods which contain vitamin B12. So another question is, vitamin B12 is present in milk? Yes, vitamin B12 is present in milk. Dairy products like milk contains very less amount of vitamin B12. If you consume about 200 gram milk, then you will get about 1 microgram of vitamin B12. So other foods include fortified cereals. So there are so many fortified cereals available in the market which contains good amount of vitamin B12. Bran and whole wheat oats are the good fortified cereals to fulfill your daily needs of vitamin B12. So now question is, what foods you should eat if you have vitamin B12 deficiency? So friends, vitamin B12 is very important for body vital functions and we need about 2.4 microgram vitamin B12 every day. There are many foods which helps us to get this much amount of vitamin B12. When we eat them in combination with other foods, they provide us good amount of vitamin B12. These foods are meat, fish, dairy products, eggs, etc. Some approximate amount of vitamin B12 you will get from these foods are as follows: cooked clams provide approximately 80 microgram of vitamin B12. Cooked fish provide approximately 20 microgram of vitamin B12. Cooked beef liver provides approximately 70 microgram of vitamin B12. 1 cup of milk provides approximately 1 microgram of vitamin B12. 200 gram yogurt provides approximately 1 microgram of vitamin B12. 100 gram cheese provides approximately 3 microgram of vitamin B12. 2 eggs provide approximately 1 microgram vitamin B12. Fortified soya milk provides approximately 1 microgram of vitamin B12. One time eating of fortified cereals provide approximately 2 microgram of vitamin B12. So friend, stay healthy, stay happy. Dear friends, you can also visit our website to learn more about vitamin B12 and other important scientific topics and health topics. So link of this discussion topic, vitamin B12, is given in the description of this podcast. Dear friends, you can also help us to grow and bring more scientific contents by donating us. Link to donation to us is also available on our website, whose link is given in the description of this podcast. Thank you to listening this podcast. This podcast is brought to you by www.chemistrynotesinfo.com.